Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, sebuah laporan penting dari Climate Council memperingatkan warga Australia bahwa kita hanya memiliki waktu 10 tahun untuk meningkatkan pengurangan emisi 3 kali lipat atau akan menderita akibat dampak lingkungan. Australia telah mengalami dampak perubahan iklim dan gagal melihat dampaknya nanti terhadap kehidupan warga dan keajaiban alamnya. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Elias Bakala dan Jennifer Scherer bagi SBS News. Australia hanya mempunyai waktu kurang dari 10 tahun untuk bertindak mengatasi perubahan iklim sebelum menghadapi kerusakan yang tidak dapat diperbaiki lagi, menurut laporan dari Australian Climate Council. Laporan ini mendesak warga Australia untuk mengurangi emisi hingga 75% sebelum 2030 dan mencapai emisi zero pada tahun 2035. Diperkirakan suhu rata-rata global akan naik hingga 1,5 derajat selama tahun 2030-an. Will Steven merupakan penulis dari laporan tersebut. Ia mengatakan masalahnya adalah kecepatan perubahan, sementara ekosistem belum siap menghadapinya.
The problem is the rate of climate change, the rate at which the temperature is rising, the rate at which sea level is rising, the rate at which extreme weather is changing, is outside the norms for ecosystems to adapt to. So here in Australia, many ecosystems are adapted to a fairly variable climate anyway. We are the land of drought and flooding rains, and we do get extreme heat. But what's happening now is that these ecosystems, whether they be forests or coral reefs or coastal mangroves or whatever, are experiencing conditions that they're not adapted to.
Mereka yang berada di garis depan di Australia merasa khawatir akan dampaknya terhadap mata pencaharian mereka. Salah seorang peternak, Olivia Lawson, dan suaminya Tom mengalami kesulitan menghadapi musim kemarau panjang.
Last drought, they were shipping in hay from Western Australia, which comes at huge expense. So it's not just a financial toll; it's also really a big emotional toll. But also, often with these events, come severe bushfires. And bushfires obviously have sudden and dramatic consequences that are really, really stressful.
Lawson mengatakan ia berharap laporan ini akan menginspirasi para politisi dan pemimpin usaha atau bisnis untuk bertindak. Ia menyaksikan kenaikan suhu 1 derajat dan dampaknya. Ia takut akan kenaikan 1,5 derajat dan akibatnya. Ia menghabiskan selama hidupnya membangun karir di bidang pertanian. Namun saat ini bidang tersebut menghadapi ancaman besar.
It is not like we can pack up and go and do something else quite often if this is all we've done. This is all our experience. We've both been to uni and both studied ag science, and that's always something that we've wanted to do is run our own beef breeding business. And also on a bigger scale, we're providing food on the table for Australians, and I think people need to also realise that we don't want to start becoming net importers of food because we can't farm anymore. I mean, that's a very drastic way of looking at it, but we need to keep farmers profitable, we need to keep farmers afloat here so we're not relying on substandard produce.
Salah satu keindahan alam terkenal Australia juga menderita akibat kenaikan suhu tersebut. The Great Barrier Reef sedang mengalami pemutihan karang yang mencapai tahap kerusakan besar. Menurut seorang ahli kelautan, Herwig Gulberg, Gulberg telah mempelajari karang selama lebih dari 40 tahun.
And in the last 5 years, we saw 3 record mass bleaching events affect hundreds of kilometers of the Great Barrier Reef. And in each case, somewhere between 30% and 50% of the shallow water corals die. It's a large reef system. You can see it from space. It's basically the size of Italy. So these changes in the health of corals had us very worried, because it's not just corals, of course, it's the fish that live in the corals. They drive tourism and fishing and fisheries. Which ultimately is worth about $5 to $6 billion to Australia.
Ia percaya meskipun mendekati target Paris emisi zero pada tahun 2050, usaha tersebut masih belum cukup. Ia menambahkan dengan target tersebut, kita akan kehilangan karang sebanyak 90%.
So we're being pushed into very increasingly difficult conditions, which may trigger things like tipping points where you get a complete switch.
Will Steven mempunyai jalan keluar untuk mengurangi emisi ke tingkat yang dapat dilakukan, yaitu dengan menggunakan tenaga surya.
So the best way to get emissions down fast is to convert your electricity system from fossil fuels to renewables. And we have some of the very best solar resource in the world, and we also have very good wind resource. Now, when you put those two together, there is no other country in the OECD group anyway that can come close. But we should do better than the global average. We should go for about a 75% emission reduction by 2030 and go to net zero by 2035, which with a big concerted whole of society effort, we could probably do this.
Masih perlu disaksikan bagaimana bisnis dan para pemimpin politik merespon ambisi ini. Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Elias Bakala dan Jennifer Scherer bagi SBS News.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.